Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from Metro Research. And we're conducting a survey to help us better understand how people in your community feel about the current situation in their states and individual communities. Okay, this is a political survey, sorry, about the community in Philadelphia.
Okay.
All right, sir, first, what is the year of your birth, just for qualification purposes?
1982.
Okay. 1982. Okay, and what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received, sir?
Master's.
Okay, master's degree, all right. All right, sir, and are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay, all right, and what is your race?
Decline to self-identify.
What is your race?
Do I have to say?
I have white, black, African-American, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, or Latino, or some other race?
White.
Okay, thank you. All right, so now are you registered to vote, or like many people are not registered?
I'm registered to vote.
Okay. All right, so when thinking about the direction, you know, in which the city of Philadelphia is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed?
Satisfied.
Would that be somewhat satisfied or just very satisfied?
Isn't satisfied in the middle of the road?
No, I just have somewhat satisfied or very satisfied?
Somewhat.
Somewhat satisfied, okay. All right, sir, and how would you rate the overall quality of life in your neighborhood? Would you say it is poor, only fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Okay. All right, sir, and below is a list of issues. You know, which two or three issues would you say are the most important issues facing the city of Philadelphia? You may select up to three, okay? The first one will be healthcare, inflation and cost of living, crime and public safety, public school funding, corruption in the city government, jobs in the economy, public transportation, homelessness, the opioid and fentanyl crisis, gun violence, city services like trash pickup, or cost of housing and rent.
All of the above.
Okay, can you give me three that will be the most important to you?
I think gun violence is very important.
Okay, gun violence.
The opioid issue is a problem.
Okay. All right. One more.
And
healthcare, inflation, cost of living, crime and public safety, public school funding, corruption in the city government, jobs in the economy, public transportation, and homelessness, and city services like trash pickup and the cost of housing and rent.
Inflation.
Inflation, okay. Okay, sir, now I would like to rate you how you feel about some people and some groups of people, okay? I'm using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, like a neutral, and 0 means that you are very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending how you feel. If you don't know or never heard, you know, the people or groups, let me know and I'll move to the next one. The first one will be SEPTA.
Eight,
okay. Mayor Sherelle Parker.
7.
The Philadelphia Department of Streets.
4.
4. Okay, District Attorney Larry Krasner.
6.
6. Okay, the Philadelphia Police Department.
6.
Your local police officers.
5.
5, okay. And, okay, the Philadelphia City Council.
5.
Council member, Kenyatta Johnson.
5.
Police Commissioner Kevin Basil.
5.
And Governor Josh Shapiro.
10.
10, okay. All right. Okay, sir, and generally speaking, do you disapprove or approve the way Sherelle Park is handling her job as mayor of Philadelphia?
Can I do middle of the road? Because I don't think she's been there long enough to, for me to make a decision.
Okay, I have a strongly disapprove, somewhat disapprove, somewhat approve, and strongly approve.
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, and do you disagree or agree of the following statement? The Philadelphia City Council members are looking out for people like me and my community in city government. Strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, neither agree or disagree. Somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay, somewhat disagree. All right. All right, sir, here's a list of issues, you know, that might impact Philadelphia's daily lives. After each one, please rate me on a scale from 0 to 10, your level of satisfaction, you know, with each issue in your neighborhood. Where 10 means, you know, that they're highly satisfied with the issue in your neighborhood. 5 means that you're neither satisfied or dissatisfied with the issue. And 0 means that you're highly dissatisfied with the issue in your neighborhood. You may select any number between 0 and 10, okay? The first one says the availability of good-paying jobs.
And say the scale again where 10 is that I...
Highly satisfied, 5 is neither satisfied nor... And 0 means, you know, it goes down the line, 0 dissatisfied.
Okay. I'd say 7.
7, okay. What about access to affordable housing?
5, yeah.
5, okay. The quality of education in public schools.
1.
1, okay. The condition of roads and infrastructure.
3.
3, okay. The conditions of parks, recreation centers, and community facilities.
6.
6, okay. And public safety.
3.
3. Access to public transportation.
I'd say 7.
7. And the cost of rent.
Well, that's just going up high. I guess just 5, because...
5, okay, yeah. neither.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, 5.
Okay. All right, sir, and in your opinion, are economic conditions in Philadelphia getting worse, staying about the same, getting better compared to last year?
I'd say getting better.
Getting better, okay. And would you say that your wages, salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can really get ahead?
Well, the first thing you said somewhat improving?
Staying about the same and falling behind or rising to the point where you can really get ahead?
Oh, there's three options.
Yes. Yeah, the first one is just, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can really get ahead. But it's falling is staying about the same and rising.
Let's do this, the better option, where I'm going all the way up, going all the way to the top.
Oh, okay, so rising, right?
Yeah, let's do rising.
Okay. All right, sir, and below there's a list of goods, you know, or services that Philadelphia might regularly spend money on. Please select the two or three goods or, you know, or services that concern you the most when you think about your expenses. You may select up to three, okay? The first one is recreation and entertainment, rent, utilities, gas, electricity, and internet, public transportation, healthcare, including prescription drugs, education, childcare, groceries, gas, and personal care, and paying down debt.
Okay. Gas.
Okay. Gas.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Could you just repeat the options again? Just repeat them again.
Yes,
please?
Sir. The first one will be recreation and entertainment. Second one, rent. Third one, utilities, gas, electricity, and internet. Fourth one, public transportation. Fifth, healthcare, including prescription drugs. Sixth be education. Seventh, childcare. Eighth be groceries. Personal care. And paying down debt.
I'll say groceries and healthcare.
Healthcare, okay. Healthcare including prescriptions. Okay, thank you, sir. All right, so in thinking about your neighborhood, how concerned are you about violent crime? Are you, like, not all concerned, not that concerned, somewhat concerned, or very concerned?
I would say somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned. Okay, and how often do you see crime happening in your neighborhood? Would you say never, rarely, a few times a month, a few times a week, or every day?
A few times a month.
A few times a month, okay. All right, so do you think the city of Philadelphia spends the right amount, too little, or too much on police department?
Probably too little.
Too little, okay. All right, sir, here's a list of actions, you know, that the city government is either doing or plans on take in the immediate future. After each one, please indicate whether you believe that this action will make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer if the city implements it. Okay, the first one will be close the open-air drug market in Kensington. Would that make you much safer, somewhat safer, little safer, or not at all safer in your opinion?
Much safer.
Okay, the other one say declare a public safety emergency in the city.
Could you just say it again?
Declare a public safety emergency in the city.
That would divert funds.
Would that make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer?
Somewhat safer.
Okay, somewhat safer. Okay, the other one, hire 15 new 911 dispatchers, create 10 new community outreach positions, and hire 9 new victim advocates. Would that make you much safer, somewhat, a little bit safer, or not at all safer?
A little bit safer.
Okay, a little bit safer. Okay, expand the use of security cameras in, you know, major public areas, including parks, recreation centers, business districts, and libraries.
Somewhat safer.
Somewhat safer. Aggressively pursue people illegally driving ATVs and dirt bikes on the city streets and impound illegal vehicles.
Somewhat safer.
And begin sending residents suffering from drug addiction and mental illness to treatment centers rather than releasing them back on the streets.
My options are much safer, somewhat safer, not at all safer.
Yes, sir. Little safer or not at all safer?
Much safer.
Okay, much safer. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, in a few words, what have you seen or heard about Mayor Cherrell Parker recently? Anything that you can tell me about her?
Well, I know that she's trying to do the best that we can with what we've got, and she's trying to make an impact wherever she can. I saw on a news thing, I think it was this morning or yesterday morning, about just doing whatever we can to make the biggest impact.
Okay, so she's doing the best she can, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. She can do, that would be to help the community?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Community, right? Okay, community. So community. Okay, sir, and as you may know, Mayor Parker is about to propose her first budget for the City Council. Please indicate the two or three items that you think should be the biggest priorities for the mayor, you know, and elect officials in 2024. You may select up to three items, okay? Would that be foster small business and local jobs, remove homeless encampments, address potholes and graffiti in neighborhoods, reduce juvenile crime, support more affordable housing, hire more police officers, tackle the opioid crisis, get guns off the streets, improve the city infrastructures, improve public transportation, improve our schools and education, or invest in community development.
Interesting. The one about addressing violence. Not juvenile. If you could say them again, because I was.
Yeah, I'll go slow and you can tell. Okay. First one be foster small businesses and local jobs. Remove homeless encampments. Address potholes and graffiti in the neighborhoods. Reduce juvenile crime. Support more affordable housing. Hire more police officers, tackle the opioid crisis, get guns off the street, improve the city's infrastructure, improve public transportation, improve our schools and education, or invest in community development.
Well, the gun issue,
Okay.
Yep. Invest in our education.
Improve schools, okay. Improve schools and education. Okay, and the last would be invest in your community development. Improve public transportation. Improve the city's infrastructure. Tackle the opioid crisis. Hire more police officers. Support more affordable housing, reduce juvenile crime, address potholes and graffiti in neighborhoods, remove homeless encampments, and last one, foster small businesses and local jobs.
Remove homeless encampments.
Okay, remove homeless encampments. Okay, thank you. All right, sir, and here's a list of specific, you know, policies that could be included in Mayor Parker's proposed 2024 city budget. After each one, please indicate on a scale from 0 to 10 whether you support or oppose the policy, where, you know, 10 means that you strongly supported the policy, 5 means that you neither support or oppose the policy, and 0 means that you strongly oppose the policy. You may select any number from 0 to 10. The first one would be add, you know, 15 new 911 dispatchers for faster police response. 10 community outreach positions and 9 victims advocates to better serve residents. Which zero would mean strongly opposed, you know, and then all the way to 10 where you strongly support it, but you can choose any number from 0 to 10.
I guess probably 5, I guess.
Okay, five. All right, sir, the other one say invest $36 million in clean and green initiatives like cracking down on illegal dumping and removing abandoned cars from our streets.
9 or 10.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right, so add $25 million for grassroots community organizations that work with vulnerable population in neighborhoods, afflicted by crime.
Wait, so I got the last part about afflicted with crime. What was the first part of it again, please?
Add $25 million for grassroots community organizations that work with vulnerable population and, you know, neighborhoods afflicted by crime.
7.
Okay, invest the resources needed to build 30,000 units of, you know, units of good quality housing across the city.
Six.
About 6, okay. Provide nearly $100 million to street cleaning and litter removal along, you know, businesses, districts, making them more attractive to shoppers.
10,
okay. Provide $100 million for treatment and triage, you know, facilities for people suffering from drug addiction and mental illness.
Hmm. Five,
okay. okay, invest $100 million for commercial corridor cleanups, including sidewalks, sweeping, and litter removal.
10.
Okay, keep tax rates flat for Philadelphia taxpayers.
10.
Okay, and invest $119 million in new funding for our city public schools.
10.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. And as you may know, Mayor Parker plans on requiring all 25,000 city Philadelphia employees to return to the office, ending the pandemic era hybrid, you know, or work from home practice. Based on what you know, do you oppose or support ending work from home for city employees and requiring them to be back in the office full time?
Support.
Would that be strongly support or just somewhat support?
So, what am I? Somewhat support. Support.
Okay, I have a strongly opposed, somewhat opposed, neither support or, you know, nor opposed, somewhat support or strongly support.
I'll say opposed. Somewhat opposed.
Okay, so be
somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed, okay. All right, sir, as you may know, Mayor Parker has announced that she will end the city's support for NATO exchange and will not allow any of the funds coming from a recent opioid epidemic lawsuit to be used to purchase syringes or other items that enable drug use. Instead of funding for NATO's exchanges can come from private charities, okay, based on what you know. Do you oppose or, you know, support the decision to end city support for NATO exchange programs?
Support.
Would that be strongly or just somewhat support, sir?
Strongly.
Strongly, okay. Right, as you may know, Mayor Parker has announced a plan to implement year-round schooling in Philadelphia public schools. which would, you know, keep public schools open from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and over the summer. The plan seeks to provide kids with a safe and supportive environment for more hours, you know, of the day, helping kids stay out of trouble. Based on what you know, do you oppose or support the decision to end city support for year-round schooling in Philadelphia public schools?
So I'm supportive of that. So I'm strongly supportive of them.
Okay.
The year-round. Whatever you said, I'm
year-round.
Supportive of that, of the year-round.
Okay.
Thing.
Support all right.
The children.
All right. All right, sir. And how often would you say you watch, listen to, or read about news and, you know, and current events in the past year? Would you say every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
Every day.
Every day, okay. And in politics today, do you consider yourself to be Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Democrat, okay. And do you consider yourself to be a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Is it the strongly five choices, or is it just yes or no?
Not just strong and not strong.
Let's say strong.
Okay. All right, sir. So in thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'm liberal.
Very or just somewhat liberal?
Somewhat
liberal. Okay. All right, sir. And do you currently own your home, rent, live with family members or friend or something else?
I own my home.
Okay. All right, sir. And which of the following values represents how you feel of yourself? Okay. You're heterosexual, straight, lesbian or gay, or bisexual or something else?
Heterosexual.
Okay. All right, sir. And do you identify as a transgender or non-binary?
No.
Okay. All right. Are you married? I'm married, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
All right. And are you a parent or a guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Okay. All right, sir. From whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
President Biden.
Biden. Okay. All right, and below are some potential news sources. Please select up to three sources that you get most of your news from, okay? NPR, or, you know, WHYY, TikTok, Power 99, Washington Post, local news stations, Fox News, Philadelphia Inquirer, The New York Times, Philadelphia Daily News, YouTube, X or Twitter, CNN or Facebook.
Kind of all of the above. Now, could you say them again for me, please? And
yes, okay, NPR or WHYY, TikTok, Power 99, Washington Post, local news stations, Fox News, Philadelphia Inquirer, New York Times, Philadelphia Daily News, YouTube, X or Twitter, CNN or Facebook?
I'll say local news.
Okay, so your local news stations?
Yep, CNN.
CNN, okay. Fox News?
And TikTok.
TikTok, all right. Okay, sir, and last year, that is, you know, 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Less than $25,000 to $35,000, $45,000 to $55,000, $55,000 to $65,000, $65,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $85,000, $85,000 to $99,000, to $100,000. $100,000 to $250,000 or $250,000 to $400,000 or more than $400,000?
do I have to respond?
You can give me any estimate. I have to be, you know, the right amount just to make me finish the service. I think that's my last question.
Okay. So 100 to 250.
Okay, so 100 to 250. Okay. All right, sir. Well, this concludes the survey. And I really thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay, you have a great evening. Appreciate your help, sir.
Wonderful. Thank you so very much. I appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right.